So let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where we're joined by ABC News Entertainment correspondent Matt Wolf. And Matt, it's going to be a big battle at the box office this weekend.
Yeah, you know, you guys were talking about Marvel and the United States of Captain America just about a minute or so ago in the comic books here. Well, over in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Black Widow is still weaving that web, okay? This is the movie, guys, that has given us the numbers, the best numbers since the entire pandemic began. Now with theaters reopened again, it did $80 million domestic opening weekend. It crossed $100 million this week. It reached $200 million globally. Now, guys, keep in mind, these are still pandemic numbers, okay? The bar has been lowered a little bit. I mean, $200 million used to be a normal Saturday for a Marvel film here in the U.S., right? So you've got that, and you've got Space Jam, A New Legacy with LeBron James, which is the kind of sequel to the original Space Jam. And for some perspective here, that cost $80 million to make with Michael Jordan in 1997. It grossed $250 million then. I'm not sure if you see those kind of numbers right now, because the reviews for this movie, they haven't been kind. I mean, 37% on Rotten Tomatoes. One outlet called it a bloated mess. But I will say this, keep this in mind, never, never doubt the power of a mother and father looking to kill 2 hours of time in a dark theater with kids, okay?
Absolutely.
Anything to keep them entertained and quiet and not grabbing
LeBron,
onto you. Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah, so I mean, with those reviews, have you been able to get a preview yet of Space Jam? I mean, it looks pretty lambasted. I mean, is there really... Is it just going to be overhyped like a lot of other things involving LeBron?
Oh, well, listen, you can watch it on HBO Max, or you can go see it in the theaters. I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen clips and that sort of thing. I always try to reserve judgment. But, you know, when you talk about making sequels, and, you know, pandemic or not, making a sequel is always a challenge, right? Or a reimagining, if you will, whatever they're calling this thing. You know, love it or hate it, the original Space Jam was a cultural touchstone for many, many people. It was right at the height of Jordan's popularity. You had that killer song, what was it, from Seal, Fly Like an Eagle, which was the send-up of the Steve Miller song. I mean, it had so much going for it, you know, great cast. Bill Murray, anything with Bill Murray was great back in the day, right? Whether he was acting with, you know, Michael Jordan or Bugs Bunny, it didn't matter. So there's a lot to live up to, and that's not to say that LeBron, you know, can't do it. I mean, we're talking about a live-action slash animated movie, for God's sake. You know, it's not, you know, going to win Academy Awards, you know, in that regard, but we'll have to see. You know, some people don't listen to critics, some people do, but like I said before, some people just want the escape.
Right. An escape in a nice theater with AC, because, you know, around here it's been pretty warm lately, so.
Oh, by you guys, it's been an oven. Oof.
Exactly. All right. Well, Matt Wolf, ABC News Entertainment contributor out of New York, thank you for joining us and giving us some entertainment ideas for the weekend ahead. Thanks.
Stay cool, guys. Bye.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.